This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Wow.
Ooh, that genuinely like took me a second to be like, wait.
Caroline, do you have the ick?
I do have the ick.
From this theme song?
This raw song.
The naked song that stands before us. When did we start at? I should know this. When did we start adding things?
When did you start
to it?
Adding?
It might have been after the Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Because I put the Dean scream on there. And I put, happy 20-year anniversary to the Dean scream as of this
year.
We're coming off on 20 years of Dean scream.
2004.
Holy moly.
Wow.
That actually shook me in a way that none of the
I saw gray hair just sprout.
A great geyser come from my scalp. No, it must have been when we did Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and then I put, meow. I think it might have been Nate's
suggestion. Wow, was that
really
the first one? Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
And then just kept progressively.
That trio continues to inspire so much.
You don't have the right to remain silent. You don't have the right to remain silent. But yes, I thought for the new year, a new song, not new song, the band, but a new song, a fresh slate, a clean slate. And maybe we start adding again, or maybe we go back to our comfort zone and just play the old one next week.
Yeah.
Because even without Tom Brady, I'm like, where's Jane? Where's Rita? Where's Lily? Where's the other one? Sally, excuse me.
I'm Brady. Yeah, this is weird. But yeah, maybe it'll reflect 2024. And what we begin to be inspired by again.
A desolate year.
Wait, that will then,
but it feels a lot later.
Later.
Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
And we're here. I forgot to do the intro. Oh my God.
We're here
to have good Christian
country, Kevin.
A yuck.
Texas porter.
Man, I love yucking it up.
I like to yuck hard.
Hard. Even before you and me and Goofy, there was a friend of mine, and to impersonate anybody, it didn't matter where they were from, the default voice was, "Oh yeah, I'm sorry." Like they could be from Brooklyn, I'd be like, "Oh no." The default was yokel, and it's still my favorite voice to do.
Little idiot from the country.
Yeah.
Hey,
speaking as an idiot from the country.
Same.
Yeah. From the country of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Basically.
Good Christian Fun is a podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture and the music and the movies and the entertainment made for and made by Christians, but we're not here to make fun of you and we're not here to make you go to church. We're just here to have a little bit of fun. And we got a special one for you today. And we got a shorter one for you today, too.
You're busy with your resolutions. We want to get you out the door. And whatever you were going to do.
It's January 3rd, and I know my brethren out there, got big plans for this weekend, for this Saturday in particular. There's a lot to do.
Yes, a lot of preparation.
There's some things in this country we need to take back.
I need to Amazon Prime some zip ties today so that they're here in time.
We will be on the steps. We will be in the building. I'm speaking metaphorically. Maybe it's not a literal
any
Capitol
steps
building
in your town.
Yeah. And for 2024, Caroline's prayer and my prayer for you is that you have an insurrection of the heart, that you take over your own heart and you're the captain of it.
I hope you take back your time.
That's right. You reclaim your time, as Maxine Waters once said.
That's right.
Was she in the Capitol when that happened?
I hope not.
She probably would have gone live on Instagram.
I would have been lights out.
She would have died?
Yeah. It was stressful.
Wait. Let me make sure. Maxine Waters. Age? She's still with us. She's 85 years old.
Wow.
Wow.
She retired, though.
What a legend.
No?
Probably. Yeah.
She was in the news.
Before we get to our special treat for today, Caroline, do you think it would be prudent for us to, you know, it's an election year, so
right,
the results of voting and polls, etc., is on everyone's minds and hearts. And we got a big one coming up this holiday season when we do another draft with our friends. But to look back on the draft we just did, the Christmas movie draft, which yes, we made available.
Which you all heard.
You all heard it by now. It's for free. We unpaywalled it. Do you remember what the standing was last time you checked in, last time you saw?
I sure do.
Okay, well, I'm going to recap it for you. Who do you think is at the very bottom?
Oh, it's not you. Surprise, surprise. It was... Darn it. I think it was Jossie.
So we had our friends on, Jingle Jeremy, Young Santa himself, Anthony Trolley, Deck the Halls with Boughs of Jossie, Caroline and I, and we did a Christmas movie draft, and we asked you, the listener, to vote on it. Actually, as of this coming out, there's still 2 days left in the poll.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty long poll.
I thought I set it for 7 days. Whoops.
Well, you know,
Yeah.
7 times 70 or however many times we're supposed to forgive.
We each picked 5 movies.
We picked 5 Christmas movies.
A little film festival, as Kevin put it.
I am a little surprised at this. I'm surprised at the lead.
Yeah.
Of the number one.
Especially because I think of all the selections, mine got the most hate.
I don't think that's true.
I got the hateration coming at me.
You got a Christmas story. Wait, did I tell you what happened to me with a Christmas story?
After we recorded?
Yeah.
No.
It was quite bizarre. I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
With 12% of the vote, dead last, Deck the Halls with Boughs of Jossie. Tied for third, I guess. Kevin Tinsel Porter and Jingle Jeremy with 16% of the vote.
Wow.
Or no, I'm sorry. We're second. And then Anthony is third with 15. So it's 12, 15, 16. And then number one with 40% of the vote.
Oh, is it 40 now?
Is Christmas Caroline, the girl who said, the holiday, I don't know who's Mr. Napkin Head when she drafted it.
I also was like, I don't really like it that much. But here you go.
You know what we call this? You know what we call this? We call this the Gonzo effect. You got Gonzo and you got a Christmas Carol, and that carried the ticket far
and
away.
I think 100% it did.
People were single issue voters on this.
Yes, they were. They came to the polls. They said, I'm not going to let a Muppet Christmas Carol lose. I don't care. You know, they're not the best, but they are the party I vote for. I'm going to hold the line. I'm still amazed that I got that, because you went before me and you chose something else. And I was like, I don't know what happened. God intervened.
This is haunting.
The devil came for Kevin in that moment.
This is actually haunting me. This is actually haunting me. Where I could have changed the results of this significantly.
You would have been the guy.
I would have been king.
Even with Carol, dragon anchor.
But I care about Carol. You don't give an F about Kate.
No one does.
Jack Black. No, that's not true. People love the holiday. They do rep screenings of it all the time.
As a real Muppet man, a real Elmo man yourself. I was shocked. So thank God, though.
I really, I'm disappointed in myself. I did not play the way I should have. Yeah. I beefed this pretty hard.
You play to win.
I did not play to win. I was too sincere and I played straight from the
what
heart.
What were yours again?
Mine were Carol. God, I need to stop saying Carol.
Carol. Top billing, Carol.
Don't even talk to me before I've had my Carol. No, mine were Carol, Little Women, Jingle All the Way, Elf, The Royal Tenenbaums.
I feel like that's a really good deck. I gotta say,
those are all great.
Elf, I was surprised didn't carry you further.
And that was my strategic pick. I was like,
yeah, you're like, let's throw some bones to
no
the
soul on the planet.
Lowest common denom. Yeah.
All these doy doys love Elf. Santa, I know him. We all know that line.
Yeah. Yeah. And then let's talk about A Christmas Story. So what happened to you? And I'll tell you what happened to me in the comments.
Well, I'm also going to, we're doing the thing that everyone loves is when they listen to a podcast and the hosts talk about what happened to them in the comments. We all love it. We're like, and then people were spicy to me in the comments. It's like, okay.
I'm going to write a book on about this.
Well, and I hate to be this person, but on Letterboxd, I gave A Christmas Story a negative review.
Uh-huh. Oh,
did yeah. you see this?
I did
oh,
see
yes, this. Oh, yes, because I sent it
yeah.
to you.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about the comments on your end, too.
I'm talking about the comments on my end. So I'm fascinated. I'm truly fascinated by what happened. So something that happens all the time, if you have a big post on Twitter, for example, you do some meme that then some right-wing account retweets, and then you get spam and hate and harassment. It's very easy for you to get the wrong audience on a social media platform like that.
Sure.
Because it's just like, all it takes is one, like Ben Shapiro, who I've been retweeted by before. Oh,
why isn't this on your resume?
Wait, that was retweet. I don't think I'm going to put, I was retweeted by Ben Shapiro. I don't think it deserves it. But you know, like that happens all the time. That's no mystery. On Letterboxd, it's very rare because people follow who they follow and it's not an algorithmic thing.
But they also go to whatever movie they just watched and just see the top reviews.
They see the top reviews, but that's the only way I think that you regularly see reviews from people that you do not follow.
Right.
On there. So it would be more rare because you can't like retweet a review that like, right. Oh, I don't follow
ends
you.
Ends up in but your big audience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But somehow, and I checked to see because of the tenor of some of these comments, this, you know, negative review of A Christmas Story.
I believe you called it rancid.
I did. I stand by everything I said. I wasn't like everyone involved should jump in a lake or something. I just didn't care for it. But the comments on this, one person said this review has lost the Christmas spirit. Another said, what movie did you watch? LMAO, WTF. Another Airbud fan 69 said, genuine Ebenezer Scrooge type shit, dog.
Whoa.
Don't even think you watched the movie.
A fellow Airbud fan said that to you?
Airbud fan 69 does not follow me.
Huh.
One person named Sam said, kill yourself. And then the next comment.
You gotta kill yourself on this?
Yes.
Damn.
And then Airbud fan 69 said, Sam, okay, let's not go that far.
Okay, that's an Airbud. All right, I hear it.
There's nothing in the rules that says a dog can't defend my honor. Me when I hate fun. Redditors have ruined this app. Go outside. Brain dead review. This reads like the rantings of a lunatic.
Redditors.
It's not.
Someone called you a Redditor?
Isn't
that's
that funny?
Worse than kill yourself.
I think that actually is. It's a fate worse than death. Because I think it's not rare that I disagree with my friends about movies. And sometimes we'll say it in the comments, like, you know. But that's
this
is
aggressive.
It. It's weird. Like,
yeah.
How did this happen? I truly don't know how it happened.
Yeah. Well, I guess I imagine a lot of people were watching it for Christmas, and so then we're starting to, you know, poke around the reviews right after.
But you have to dig still, to find my. I'm not one of the top
like,
reviews.
You know, one of the top reviewers then liked your review, because that's how I see a lot of strangers' reviews too. Of like, oh, I followed Kevin, I saw he liked XYZ review,
okay,
and then I go read theirs.
I think we solved it.
Oh,
I think
who
we
liked
did.
Yours?
I.
There you go. But still, I'm kind of surprised Io's fans would also be.
That's what
upset.
I think, too.
I'm
where
like,
it's
I don't
like,
think hers would be that far off from your fans.
I think she has a big tent now.
Or your followers.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, wow. Enough about fucking
so sorry.
Social media.
Hey, don't kill yourself, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Queen. That's all I wanted this new year. What happened to you? And then we have a very special treat.
Here's some comments.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's important for the broadest possible audience to be able to tell Caroline that A Christmas Story sucks. I probably would have voted for Caroline until I heard that A Christmas Story was her number two pick. I agree with the panel. That movie is a snooze. Might as well tell me to kill myself.
No, that is not on the same level as KYS.
Wait, I got to find some of these other ones. Let me go to Patreon one second. So based on these comments alone, I was like, oh, I'm losing. Like, there's no way. I guess, like, I really picked such a hot, steamy poo that, like, no one was going to come close.
Gonzo carried your ass so hard.
Gonzo. Yeah, that was... No amount of Muppets can counteract how deep, deep, deeply I loathe A Christmas Story.
Corey on the Patreon said, sorry, Kevin, but the Muppets always win. Muppets always win.
Yeah, I think that's... Oh, someone watched Klaus because you recommended it. Yay. Another Klaus head.
Klaus heads unite.
Klaus, I'm telling you, Klaus, 10 years, going to be the new
Fat
Greek wedding.
There's going to be three of them. You're going to see all of them in theaters. You're going to walk out of Klaus 3.
I'm going to dress like Klaus for Halloween.
Klausing on. Did you dress as Nia Vardalos for Halloween?
I should. That'd be a tough one.
You could.
Ugly or pretty, Nia?
Yeah, but I'll apply.
Yeah. So anyway, the feelings were strong about this, I got to say. But thank you to the Muppets.
But and no thank you to myself for screwing up as badly as I did. This could have been much different. And I'm determined for whatever the next draft is to play a dirtier game and to win.
Play strategically rather than... From the heart.
Yeah, my heart sucks is what we found out.
Your heart is not relatable.
No, it's deceitful above all things. Not relatable. Not relatable, Queen.
Not a popular pleaser.
Nope.
But yeah, I also didn't use my heart. In some ways, I was being smart. I was being wily.
And I tell you what, I did not. The experience of watching Muppet Christmas Carol in a theater this year for the first time. It was so emotional. There
Jealous.
Were kids really cracking up, like Jake Thomas. I'm here to crack up. I just can't wait to be cracking up.
All right. For the theme song. There you go. Got
Talk
one.
About it. Cracking up. Maybe all the sounds are from us this year in 2024.
Sicario.
And that could be the first one. The sound you just made.
The genuine ick.
But... You know, listen, we're going to be back with sort of a regular format next week. This week, we have a special treat for our listeners.
Oh, right. Yes.
This is kind of crazy, but...
This is huge.
It's an honor. And the HeadGum Network is a big family from, you know, our friends over at the Doughboys to our friends over at HeadGum Podcast. Flagrant Ones. That's a HeadGum Podcast. Isn't it? Or no, they just record there. From our friends at Factually, Adam Conover, or Hollywood Handbook.
Finally, you're starting to get some of that prestige rubbing off on us.
So they've done, oh yeah, Dead Eyes, Connor Ratliff, we love so much. Tom Hanks, you're part of the HeadGum family. So in light of that, they've launched this new pilot program that they're trying out. And it's really weird how they're rolling it out and executing it. But when we heard the talent involved, we thought, yeah, let's participate.
Yeah.
Let's give this a go.
Pretty much had no choice.
So what they're doing now is they're developing, you know, about a dozen or so pilots. And what they're doing is instead of creating a feed for the shows themselves, they're going to put them on the feeds of all the other podcasts on HeadGum, you know, when it makes sense. And it certainly made sense in this case. They are actually developing a podcast with two people very close to our heart, Michael W. Smith and Amy M.F. Grant, they're finally doing their Two Friends podcast.
Finally, Two Friends, Two Mics.
Two Friends, Two Mics. No problem.
Actually, three mics.
Wait, who gets the third?
Mike, Smitty, Michael W. Smith.
Oh. Two Friends.
Three mics. Three.
And that is so.
And then when Michael Tate does join, it's four.
Yeah. Man, and I remember they go on an extended riff on this in their pilot,
it's so funny.
I'm remembering correctly. So, what they want to do, HeadGum, you know, times being what they are in the podcast industry, they don't want to commit to the whole 52 episode order for a year. So, what they're going to do is they're going to put out the pilot episode of all these new shows. Mikey W. Smith and Amy Grant are doing one. You know, there's other people doing podcast pilots that I'm forgetting right now. I think there's like a Scrubs rewatch podcast that they're doing, but it's just the Todd and he's
Sarah Chalk.
Yeah, and it's kind of competing with Fake Doctors, Real Friends. That's one of them. There's one Kim Cattrall is doing where she just watches Sex and the City and she talks about how much she hates everything.
Mm-hmm. Negative show.
Yeah. So it's a lot of celebrity stuff that's being cooked up at HeadGum. And we were so honored and we thought, like, what better way? And here's how it'll work. You're going to listen to the podcast and then give HeadGum your feedback. Tweet at them at HeadGum on Twitter or Threads or whatever they are and listen to it. And we were honored to, like, because of our pre-existing relationship with Amy, to be able to, you know, everyone's favorite word, to platform them finally. It was kind of a satisfying full circle moment. And what you're going to hear in this pilot episode, which is not too long, because, you know, they're just testing the waters and feeling things out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell, like, they've been friends for a long time. Yeah,
but maybe they don't have the stamina.
Yeah, and their chemistry's kind of a little wonky as they kind of figure out what they're doing. And you might hear a little bit of that. But I think they're talking about, you know, it's just like a hangout and chat show. Mm-hmm. Where it's like two friends talk about, you know, friend stuff.
Yeah.
And I think in this episode, you'll hear them talk about like the new year and maybe things that they're enjoying or not enjoying in the new year and reflecting back on 2023. So, I mean, Caroline, when you first listened to this, what was your reaction when you heard?
Oh, I mean, I'm so excited. I feel like, you know, we know they've been together for many years and we've seen them on stage, but it's very, and we've heard them in music, of course.
Yeah, almost mostly.
Right, doing that thing. But to hear what I feel like is a very intimate conversation between the two of them.
They go places I didn't expect.
It was like such an insight into their dynamic finally. Mm-hmm. And kind of like how they really speak to each other. You know, maybe sort of Smitty's mindset, which sometimes I have a hard time grabbing or grasping.
And for me, it was interesting listening to Amy because she would just kind of like, you could tell at some point her attention wandered and she would kind of check her phone a little bit while Smitty was talking about something that was really important to him. But but you'll listen for yourself. I don't want to cloud y'all's
but yeah,
judgment.
I found them very relatable. I was very excited. It's cool to hear them both. And yeah, I think if we were going to cede our time to anyone, it would be these two friends.
So let's do it. Caroline and I wish all of y'all you know, a happy new year. We love you. We're going to be back with the regular show next week. But right now we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to play HeadGum's pilot presentation for Two Friends, Three Mics.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Me, Micah W. Smith.
Hello, y'all. It's Amy Grant.
Man, you have more of a drawl than I was than I remember.
I am also agreeing with that.
You see,
I'm gonna tone it down a little bit now. It'll find me.
I think it'll find you just fine. And we're here. We're so excited to be doing our pilot episode. Which, again, I can't stress how short this will probably be.
Yes.
But we're doing our pilot presentation of our new show, Two Friends, Three Mics.
Yes, and some people have asked, where does that name come from?
Well, it's kind of a funny story that I think we can spend the next 5 to 10 minutes retelling in some fashion. So, we're the two friends. Everyone knows this about us.
Been two friends, we'll always be two friends.
Nothing could separate us. No height, no depth, no mountain, no river.
50-50 split.
Yeah.
On all the income.
The minimum guarantee, the door, the merch, residuals, and royalties for the rest of our living days.
That's right.
We'll be 50-50. That's why we're the two friends.
Two friends, because we're splitting it in two.
And the three mics, you might be thinking, well, hey, listen, Smitty, Amy, there's only two mics in there.
Two microphones.
Well, there's two microphones, but there's three mics.
That's right.
And that was just a little funny something that I thought would, kind of spice up the name of our show.
Yes, you know, it came to me because I was out on my back porch. We were relaxing. You know, I was starting to think about the things that mean something to me. And then I was sharing, you know, I would love to have more conversations with Michael. And I don't know if people get to hear this very often. I was talking out loud. And then Laura Bush, who was sitting with me there, she said, you know, I have a great idea for the name. And that's when she said, you know, two friends, three mics. And I was like, Laura, what are you talking about, you crazy bitch?
And I remember, because I was also on the porch at the same time. And I remember she said that to you. And then she turned to me and said, that's why you got to read. You got to keep reading. Remember, that was her pet project when she was first lady.
I love that. And especially after she's had her third Mike's Heart Lemonade, the reading topic, really, you can't stop.
And I do remember after she said that, she lifted up that bottle and said, hey, maybe it's two friends, four Mike's.
And four Mike's is what she had.
Oh, man. And then she got in a car, and I think y'all know the rest.
Yeah, we love her. We have a lot of fun.
Seriously, I want everyone out there to Google Laura Bush cars and see what comes up. Oh, but we digress. We could talk about our other friends all day, but we're talking about each other and we're talking to each other. We're to have a dialogue with each other. And people may not know this about me and Amy, but we disagree on a lot of things. We certainly do.
Like, no, we don't.
See, well, that's the first one right there. Sorry, I kind of laugh like one of my best friends. We are, if it's not clear, both Amy and I are very tight with the Bushes. Like,
we are like family.
Like all, but I mean, we're talking George, W, and Laura. You know, famously, I said W, the other W.
The
you
other
know,
W. On any given day, if you're at the farm, you know, with me and Vince, there are no less than two or three Bushes running around.
Oh, yeah. We'll set Billy loose in the backyard.
Jeb's in the kitchen and the bathroom.
And we do keep the remains of Barbara also in the bathroom. It was her wishes.
She wanted it. She loved it in there.
Yeah, she felt safe in there for whatever reason. Oh, but again, this is about us and our friendship. So something Amy and I thought would be a good idea for this first episode of Two Friends, Three Mics, and sometimes four, and maybe for a bonus episode, Two Friends, Four Mics.
Two Friends, Four Mics, maybe one Mary Jane.
Okay. Oh, man. See, I don't, that's one of those things that we disagree about. I can't tell you how many times over the years at our Christmas concerts, at some of our touring back in the 1980s and 90s, and some of the 2000s, Amy would saddle up next to me in the green room and say, "You token or what?" She would actually, I remember her saying, "Hey, Mike, hey, Smitty, tonight, are you token or are you joking?"
I like to call that the toke poke. And he doesn't like it, but, you know, it's fun, and he gets it, that it comes from a good place. And me, I believe in good places. Places where there are trees, where there are bushes, and where there's a little something rolled to keep you gliding.
Yeah, you know, maybe one day, but not yet.
Never I got say never, I always say.
I got close to that Carnegie Hall show. I remember there was this guy I saw way up in the balcony in the first set. I was like, the way he looked, I wanted to go backstage and finally give in to what Amy has famously called the ganja, you know, God's greenest grass, as she
Lord
says.
Lord made it grow. Can't say no. I think you
do you
know,
remember that guy that I'm talking about?
Oh, I do. And you know, a lot of times people have come up to us, you know, maybe after a concert or any sort of speaking engagement, and they often say something to the effect of, "I want what you have," you know. Mm. And I often say, "Well, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He sustains me. He is that's the right. light. You don't like me, you like Jesus." And then mm-hmm. we usually convert at that point. Yeah. Now, that was one of the first times where I saw someone and I was, "I want what he has."
How would you describe that? Because I might have gotten a slightly different energy from him myself. Because he looked kind of alternately like too excited, but then too sad.
He like, looked depending free on the sun. Or maybe unmoored would be the word. Not lost per se, but floating.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I got that sense from him too.
And this is like, who knows? This might just be the Holy Spirit
who
telling
knows?
Me something.
Who are we
it might
to
just
judge?
Be a feeling I have. I have no idea. It felt like he was there, but he wasn't from there.
Yeah, like maybe. You know, he went to Carnegie Hall, practice, they all say that. But he wasn't local to Carnegie Hall.
No.
It looked like he was perhaps trying a new identity in a new city in hopes that that would finally be the change in his life that
right.
made him a whole person. And it wasn't working. And I could sense that.
Yeah, like he had definitely taken the wrong subway on the way there or something.
Or like
you know?
Come the night before, like a whole 24 hours before the show even started. Which, you know, I both I both respect and pity at the same time.
But I envy that.
Yeah, because you wanted what he had.
So tightly controlled. You know, I am so rooted. And I know where.
If I can say, Amy, you're rooted, but also sometimes you're zooted.
I was wondering if you were going to say it. Amy Zooted Grant. And so to see someone, you know, just kind of like freestyle jazzing, you know, while I was performing, I was like, I need a little more of that in my life. Maybe I have been too controlled.
Yeah, but you know what? I really do admire. And I don't want this conversation to just be like, I love this about you, you love this about me, you know, because so many conversations are like that. But I do love and admire sincerely, Amy, some of the craftsmanship with which you let your light shine for the Lord, for his presence. You transform any space you're in into a holy space because I think people see the Lord in you. And especially when you're wiggling those little hips around with that hula hoop, that is God's presence made manifest in your body.
My God. Well, thank you for saying that. You know, I'm glad you brought up the hula hooping because I got just such a tremendous amount of pushback on that.
From who? Wait, really?
You know, sort of the whole team, the Bush family, obviously.
Well, there's my some friends, things. That the
my kids.
Laura loves partying, but she hates hula hooping.
No, and my husband, who else? You know, Philip, Craig, and Dean didn't like it.
And you are on a group chat with them.
Right. I'm kind of the Wendy to their Lost Boys in a lot of ways. Yeah, lots of people I floated that idea to, and they all said, don't do it will ruin your career.
I think I remember you telling me Dean said, yeah, you can wiggle that hula hoop around. You know what else wiggles? Satan when he's opening a door with his hips.
It still, you know, kind of hurts to think about that comment because I don't like Satan.
No, on that we do.
We agree.
The two friends do agree. We don't like Satan. He's bad.
No. And, you know, here's the thing. After my accidents, you know, my brushes with the other side.
Oh, yeah.
I thought there was just sort of an image that kept coming to my mind. And I kept thinking, oh, my God, I will never hoop again.
Yeah. After that bike accident, after that heart surgery.
Right.
Most women's first thought is, can I hoop? I should be out hooping.
I thought my hoop dreams were dead in the water. You know, I didn't remember my kids' names. I didn't remember the lyrics to my songs.
But
and I didn't care.
I do remember you remembered your hoop's name.
Which is?
Mr. Scoop the Hula Hoop.
Mr. Scoop. Mr. Scoop has been with me through every high and low. When I was going through my divorce, I like to joke, you know, well, meet my new husband, Mr. Scoop.
I'd like to think I was there for you as a friend also during that
you
divorce.
You absolutely were, but you know, there's just some things you couldn't do for me.
Yeah.
And hooping was one.
I think, yeah. Yeah, Smitty's not hooping anytime soon.
No. So I was deathly afraid, and that was sort of the first thing I was thinking. You know, I spent some time in my cabin sort of at the edge of the property, about 100 miles from my house. I thought
of a compound. I mean, we should be clear. It's more of a compound.
It's kind of it borders on a county, or even maybe a small state. But I thought, oh my God, I'll never hoop again. And all this time, I've been hiding this from people. I've been ashamed of it. I've been told, you know, yeah, Dancing with the Devil, etc. I've been told Mr. Scoop is wrong for you. I've been told, you know, you should try square hoops. Things, you know, just so much.
Which even I think is insane.
Thank you.
As someone who can't even hoop, I think
I was made
stupid.
To feel crazy for that. And I just thought, you know what? Life is too short. And 2020 came hard at me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I, well, one, Mr. Scoop was there for me sort of as a perfect personal space deterrent.
Oh, sure. Well, that's built-in social
distance.
You
had to distance from me because I wouldn't put him down.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember it was hard to connect with you during that time. I do recall, like, because if we are in the backyard, like, 6 feet apart, I get it, but you would not let go of Mr. Scoop.
I would apologize for that because, you know, I imagine that must have been weird, but it literally saved my life, so I can't. I was sleeping with it. Vince had to go sleep in the other bed. There wasn't room for two.
What you get? Well, I understand because like that is quite a contraption to sleep with a hula hoop.
And it's heavy. And it's loud too. It moves, it's loud.
Yeah, it's like one of those rainmakers when you like hoop it around.
Just
right?
One of the things I call it his yodel. So you know,
Mr. Scoop's yodeling again.
Anyway, so when here's the thing I love about you, Michael. One, I've never known a better musician in my life.
Oh, well, that's very kind.
And I've met Stevie Wonder.
You've met him.
I met him.
Did you listen to his music?
It's not for me.
Hey, I get it.
I thought he was just more of an inspirational figure.
You thought he was like do public speaking and
but
stuff?
When I listened later, I was like, oh, he's kind of a big deal, but yeah. Still, he's no Smitty.
Very superstitious. That's how I would like cover one of his songs. Writings on the wall.
That sounds better, honestly.
Yeah. Hey, I think so too. I should do a full blown orchestral version of Superstitious. That sounds like someone coming home from World War II.
Oh my God. I hope you play that at my funeral. That would be beautiful. But I was going to say you're a wonderful musician. But one of the main things I like about you is you are open to wacky ideas and you're open to new things.
Well, I'd like to think so.
And you never get stuck in your ways. No. And you never say, I'm going to stop growing.
No.
Throw open these doors, bring in that hula hoop. Let's try it all. Throw some spaghetti at the goddamn wall.
I mean, not to. Hey, Amy, you know how I feel about the swearing sometimes. Well, you're not zooted right now, are you, Amy?
No, this is stone cold sober Amy Grant, straight from the source.
Not to toot my own horn, but I do appreciate what you said about my need to innovate and grow and change. You are talking to the guy who put out an album called Worship, but then I put an album called Worship Again.
I loved when you did that. And again, you didn't get a lot of support.
Not at the time. They weren't
Except
ready.
Except for me.
And I remember that, and I'll always remember that.
Yes. So thank you for letting me bring Mr. Scoop to the stage at Carnegie. I do think it made a difference, and it was a beautiful moment for everybody, and I think it was something new, and I think the Lord used that moment.
Hey, and Amy, thank you for letting me worship again every time I'm with you. It feels like just to be together, like your song, to be together, feels like an act of worship.
That's right.
Unto the Lord.
Well, tell me, you know, what's rattling around in that beautiful mind of yours? You know, what's next? What's new?
Well, thinking back, on 2023 and everything we accomplish, we can do that all day. We can play nostalgia. You know, we can play the hits. We can play, you know, my songs about crying at Christmas because Christmas is sad or whatever that song is that I'm looking up right now. Christmas time is here. Sometime every Christmas, I'm sad and it's Christmas.
For those of you who don't know, Michael is just a real computer guy.
Freeze the frame. I forgot about my own song for a little bit. You know, we could freeze the frame on 2023.
In some ways, I feel like you were in the bike accident.
Huh? Oh, man. No, but things are looking up for me. Oh. I had a song called Looking Up, like, a long time ago.
I love it's how one you that goes, do this.
Well, actually, I have it. I think you might recognize it.
Amazing. Yes, I love this one.
Yeah.
This is my alarm.
I think, Amy, you know, I don't know if you ever have like a soul song. Not like the genre, but like, you know how people have like, you know, soul verses. Like,
absolutely.
Like this Bible verse describes my soul. I want Looking Up to be the song of our souls for 2024. Mm. There's been some bad things happening. There's certainly been some bad things, in my opinion, happening in Washington, D.C.
Nope.
lot of personal liberties and freedoms being trampled on. A lot of confusion out there.
Well,
don't get me started.
Yeah, I won't.
But I think in 2024, especially near the end of it, things are going to be looking up for old Smitty Bitty.
Oh, now, so what are your plans should events work in your favor?
Well, probably do a freedom rally at some point. Like, go to, like, major states. You know, not just any states, but states that are swinging around, you know, out
swinging.
There.
Swinging. Mm-hmm.
Talking about Ohio, Florida.
Florida. Michigan.
Michigan's one for sure. Colorado's not a swing state, is it? That's blue, right?
Well, it's been a little bit.
Pennsylvania. A swing state. Yeah. Yeah, going out there and, you know, just playing along. And I am putting together like a whole, you know, think tank for this. It's called the Itty Bitty Smitty Committee. And we're just researching what the people want. What songs would speak to the moment? Because we're, I don't know if you agree with this, Amy. I think you do because you've said stuff like this in the past. But we are so divided right now.
Oh my gosh, we are so
we're too divided.
Divided right now.
We need to get back together. Yes. After all the division of the last, specifically the last 4 years. I feel like we weren't divided the 4 years prior to that, but now we're really divided.
We've moved into sort of a new level of divided. In fact, you know, we're here together at these mics right now. And that togetherness, that unity, it's just more important than ever. And I think a podcast is a great place for us to do this, which is just a moment of silence.
Yeah, let's have a moment
for
of silence.
Togetherness.
For togetherness. And
unity.
Unity.
And hating division.
And swing states and
swing
division.
States and so, the Itty Bitty Smitty Committee.
And we'll have a moment of silence for that right now.
About 5 minutes.
Okay, so we did have the moment of silence for 5 minutes in
we
the
trimmed
room.
It.
We trimmed it in the final cut.
We were told we cannot do the full five.
Yeah, sorry.
So what I'm hoping and what I'm expecting is for you at home to have paused it.
4 or 5 minutes. We probably should have said that at the beginning. I'm realizing now.
Well, you can do it now.
Okay.
You can pause. Okay, here,
let's do it again. And right. Having a moment of silence for togetherness and unity. In
states.
This great country, after being divided by demonic forces for the last 4 years, starting now. And we're back.
Thank you for doing the right thing.
Wait, did we say pause? I don't
we
think we
didn't.
Said pause.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So right now, right I think now. More than ever, we need to be quiet and listen to the spirit
Hush
of
up.
Unity. Shut
and,
your mouth.
And not give in to the spirit of confusion that
Shut
may or
your
may
brain.
Not
Shut
be
your
in the
eyes.
Oval Office, dude, filing it. Starting.
And you're going to pause.
Pause
for
your
five
podcatcher.
To 10 minutes longer if you're doing the right thing.
Mm. Starting
now.
And okay. We've come back from it. So, Amy, something I've been seeing a lot on social media. To be fair, my kids show me a lot of stuff. They show me a lot of memes.
They do.
Like, they show me that Winnie the Pooh meme where he's, like, squinting his eyes. You know that one?
Yeah.
Do you know
said,
that
Doesn't
one?
Doesn't this look like Aunt Amy?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, no. Guilty.
Gilly's charge.
No pants.
Just vibes. Aunt Amy, no pants, just vibes. Now, that is one thing about, like, when you get Laura on her fifth mics.
Oh, God. Be prepared to have a sarong on hand.
She's like, Amy, do the Winnie the Pooh. Dude,
oh,
we
God.
Love when you Winnie the Pooh.
I can't say no to her.
Yeah.
She's too fun.
Who could?
She's crazy.
She actually, I'm kind of scared for sometimes.
Sometimes we worry.
Yeah,
sometimes we worry.
We are.
And that's why we keep her fenced in.
Yeah. And I mean, you would think GWB would be more of a help with this.
You would think.
He's off painting. He can't get enough of that paint.
He is. And listen, I'm all for a hobby, obviously.
We love art. We love gathering at the table, making art.
Quick moment of silence for art.
Pause 5 minutes, starting now. And come back.
What a beautiful time.
That's beautiful.
Thank God. But yeah, he is not present. He's been different since, you know, the White House stuff.
You mean his presidency?
Yeah. Was that what he was doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see him for a long time, so I was kind of not checking in.
Yeah. Amy doesn't, you know, because Amy is a little less politically engaged than I am. That's one of the things we disagree about.
I always said, you know, I don't like politics. I literally don't know what politics are. I have politic blindness.
And I think that comes through in your music, honestly, a lot of the time.
I just talk about what I know. What I know is trees, Christmas,
Bush,
friends, family,
gathering, Vince,
God,
Mr. Scoop, the hula hoop,
In-N-Out Burger. I do like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's one we can agree on.
I know. Mm-hmm. God. Did you know they're opening one in Nashville?
Is that true?
It is actually true.
Wow. And they don't have one? So when you get it, where do you go?
What do you mean?
Like for In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
If you love it, where do you go when you get it?
What?
Because you said they're opening one.
In Nashville.
Right.
Oh, I take my private jet.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. I don't like to talk about that.
Okay, so I'm sorry for putting you on the spot.
I do go to Malibu.
So and we'll unpack that maybe on the next episode. If HeadGum, if Jake and Amir renew us, and we do
Please.
Love Jake and Amir.
We do.
They're kind of the so first great. Two friends to Max.
That's right.
Neither of them are
They're
Mike.
Taking a big chance on us.
Well, I guess Marty Michael, that's a Mike, but he's not on the show with them. You know, we're getting a little too inside baseball with HeadGum. Anyway, something my kids have shown me is things that are in and out. All these people on social media, on like, so for me, social media is like Truth Social,
right.
Facebook groups Parler. That are private, Parler.
You love Parler.
Oh man. I cannot give out my poster's name on Parler, but I've been doing quite well.
Let's just say you could probably guess it.
Okay, I'll say it. It's Airbud Fan 69. I made a Letterboxd account too. I was bullying this kid the other day.
He had it coming.
Yeah. Yeah, actually I was defending him from bullying. It doesn't matter. Anyway, he showed me this list of things that are in and out.
Oh.
So people have been posting, this is what's in 2024.
Okay. Okay.
Like, and they'll
like
say
a trend
things like,
or like a, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, you know, staying until the bar closes.
Is in.
Yeah, that would be in.
Okay.
Out would be like pretending we're too cool to double text. Things like that. I think that's more for kids who are like dating
what
and stuff.
What is a double text?
Double text is like when you haven't gotten a response yet from a person, but you still text them anyway.
Oh, okay. My house, we call that being a loser.
Oh. Well, yeah. So that would be, you know, depending on your preference, in or out. And to answer, I don't know if this is what you're referring to, but yes, I was a little hurt when you didn't respond to my double text the other day when I was texting you about setting up the record session for this. Because, like, I've been a veil, like, the whole week since we got back from the Christmas tour.
Okay.
And you've been a little dodgy. Not to put you on blast, but you've been a little ghosty with me.
Right.
Well, I'll be like, what about Thursday? And then it's just like, I have to double text, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the confusion. One, I was confused how you got my number. So I was spending most of those days kind of going to my team and be like, did you give Smitty my number? And they said, no, we would never. You told us never to do that again. And I was like, okay, that's weird. Maybe this isn't. So I honestly thought I was being catfished or perhaps like, you know, punked or something. So I didn't know that was you. Man. So I wasn't going to respond just in case.
So you thought it was a spammer saying, hey, Amy, this is Smitty. I know you got a new number.
Right.
I'm trying to schedule the Two Friends, Three Mics podcast for HeadGum. Are you free Thursday? You thought that was spam?
Well, I mean, that sentence alone sounds like absolute nonsense. Like, it sounds like it was translated three times, you know, and you don't know how many people I'm hearing from all the time trying to get, you know, a slice of the grant pie.
On podcasts?
Exactly. So I have to be so careful.
Or you were telling me about this one podcast you did like 3 years ago.
Oh, perfect example. Oh, my God. So here I am on my phone looking at my email, and we know I shouldn't be doing that. And I see one come through, and I flagged it for my team, and I said, "Hey, this looks legitimate." Like a moron. And I said, "Hey, sign me up. You know, we'll do it in a day. It'll be great. They'll be normal.
Both their hosts will be, you know, have normal looking faces.
I can tell by the title alone, they love Christ. And like, you know, egg on my face. I'm sitting there. I'm blacked out from the shame. I'm looking at these two faces like, what have I done? So you know I've been very, very careful ever since then.
I didn't realize you were blacked out for that moment in your life. That really does change things. So when that little one was like, "Do you like playlists? Do you make playlists for your kids?" or whatever the hell he was going on. Hey, you got me swearing now. Good grief.
Put that one in the smitty jar.
Yeah, put a little dime in the smitty jar. Man.
Yeah, I was like, I was just like, what is happening right now? I was absolutely befuddled. Oh my God. I had to go lay down after that. I had to go to this. I actually got in my black car and I said, "Driver, take me to the fucking spa."
Amy, damn. And
step on the gas.
Oh no, there I go again. Another one in the smitty jar.
I was like, I felt spiritually unwell after that. I went to the spa, I went to the gym, and then I for the second time in my life, went to a Catholic church, stepped in the confessional, and said, "Help me,
forgive
rinse
me, Father.
This stain off
I
me.
Have sinned so hard by giving a minute of my time.
Lord,
to
I
these
don't know
people.
What I have done, but I have done something egregious to end up in the chair I was just in looking at that botched ass beard."
You know, I did listen to part of that interview. I didn't get through the whole thing, obviously. And I get it. I totally understand.
Thank you. Okay. So it's not personal.
Okay.
Again, lose my number. But if you do,
sounded personal, Amy. Damn.
Don't be hurt if I don't respond.
Darn.
You know you need to text Vince if you want to get anything done.
Well, that's how I got your number to begin with.
Okay. Vince, remind me to talk with you later.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, baby.
Ins and outs. So I thought
ins and outs.
Maybe to conclude this kind of ramshackle pilot of right. ours, that we could just name a few things that are in our 2024. Do I have the same voice I had at the beginning?
I know I don't.
But yours is better. Is mine is worse? Tell it to me straight, Amy. Because sometimes I'm doing like a George W. Bush thing.
Your voice is tarred. You know, it's if you, even if you did an impression probably of your voice, if you were somebody else, it would be hard to say that's Smitty. You know, he doesn't have a lot of like a defining sound unless he's singing. If
that's
you were singing,
right.
this singing,
should I sing?
There it is.
For the rest of the episode.
Money. All right.
For all the acquaintance being forgot.
What's in?
What's that?
What's in?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Why don't we name, like, maybe we'll end it this way. We both say one thing that's in and one thing that's out in 2024. One thing where it's like, heck yes, we're going to be doing this. We want to see this in the culture for our Lord. Maybe in our own friendship, because we are the two friends.
That's right.
Who one of us wants the other to lose his number, but her number. But, you know, that notwithstanding.
For safety.
How would you feel unsafe? You think I'm coming for Mr. Scoop? Do you think I'm coming for your prize, for Linus's security blanket that is Mr. Scott. I'm sorry to get heated.
I would never accuse you of that, but I do sometimes not like the way you look at it.
I don't like the way you look at him when you're with me. It goes both ways.
This is the kind of possessiveness that I'm trying to avoid.
I understand, but when we did each of our Christmas shows in those states where we did very well, and then we went to New York for some reason, we never got a bigger pop. We never got a bigger pop than the one we got when you did your hula hoop. Nothing I did, none of my songs about crying at Christmas or Holy is the Lamb, nothing that Tate would do would get anything near you just going gyrating around with Mr. Scoop.
I don't know what to tell you. I told you to bring your skateboard and do it.
A half pipe? Like I did a Rocket Town all those years ago. You know.
And my, you said you were worried about your knee or
my
whatever.
My knees are bad is literally what I was about to say, actually. My knees are trash.
I know. I know.
Things are not looking up for my knees anytime soon. Your knees are not two friends. I think I'm 64. I think I'm actually 64. You know, like, excuse me. I'm not 64. I'm 66 years old.
Woo.
So, woo. Like, the, you know, that's me reliving my half pipe days, I guess. But yeah, my knees are not two friends, as you previously stated. They are enemies to my body.
But if you don't take risks, I'm sorry, the audience will tire. Easily, even as fans, you know, they are fickle.
You think that's a risk when you're just like racking around and I'm for those that can't see, I'm gyrating my little hips in here as much as I can with my knees.
With, you know, I had my chest cracked open. I had my head smashed. I've had my heart smashed. I've had America turn on me. And so you think that these hips are strong? I've had four children. Mr. Scoops at any moment could break me in half. I mean, he is in the right spot.
He's been with you for like 30 years.
Like I said, he's so heavy.
He's so heavy and he's so old. You have like...
And loud.
That's the sound it makes every time.
It's loud.
People on stage can hear it. People in the crowd never do for whatever reason. Good grief.
And I do it. So, I mean, I can't tell you what to do, but you can't complain to me about my hoops.
Okay, you know what?
Stealing hearts.
I guess I can fill this list out for you. In, Mr. Scoop, out.
Bad knees.
Yeah, bad knees and my friend, Michael W. Smith. I guess that's out. Is that what you're saying to me, Amy?
No, Michael, I don't like talking like that. You are my friend for life.
You're my friend for life,
okay,
too.
Okay, in. What? Being friends for life.
Okay, and what's out?
Texting.
Mr. Scoop. No. We were so close.
If you were my friend, you wouldn't ask me to do that.
What does he have that I don't? Other than he's an inanimate object that you can wiggle around and get a huge applause break for.
Sound.
Do you think you have to be honest? You have to actually be honest about this. Do you think he's a better singer than me? Do you think the sound he makes is more pleasant?
You two are in such different leagues. You know what you do and what he does. It's apples to rotten bananas. You know, it's very different. So I wouldn't ever, you know, try to make you compete.
And a friend's a friend forever. If the Lord's the Lord of them.
Should we do another moment of silence?
You don't, hey, I'm just saying, you don't think that is as beautiful and mellifluous? Is that the word? melodious? I'm a songwriter, not a
I think
dictionary.
It's Maleficent.
With Angelina?
Yeah.
Man, that was a good movie.
That's in. Angelina.
Okay.
Always.
All right. In Being Friends, Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
I think she is going to be in a good movie this year.
How many are we doing per in out?
Well, we got to have one. It's always got to be balanced. The yin and the yang, which we as evangelical Christians believe in.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll make the plan. Okay. Let's do five each.
Okay. Five.
Okay. In, we got that.
Being Friends.
Angelina Jolie. Let's do two outs.
Okay, two outs are ignoring texts.
Fine.
Come on.
Vince will always reply.
Yeah, he's kind of the original reply guy.
Out. Certain old man from Office.
Wow. Now this I could get used to.
I'm not taking a stand. And again, I don't even know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, because you were the least engaged.
I actually don't even know.
It's very weird that we're friends when you think about it. Because you, like, this is one of my main things.
Yeah.
Is like my hate and vitriol to what's happened to our liberty, to our free. Okay, man, it's times like this. I hate to bring it up, but I miss Carmen.
Ugh,
I really do.
My God.
I think we collaborated at one point on something.
You did?
Maybe.
Why?
We were probably in the same building at one point.
Yeah.
I'm sure we went to the Dove Awards at the same time.
That's true.
Right?
Some of us were invited. But it's sort of an open door. Anybody can get in. Well, let's see. Another in, I would say, is real estate.
Oh, yeah. The compound.
Expanding. I don't have enough space.
For what? What do you need to do, Amy?
I need to spread out. I need space. I need freedom. I need air.
You have 100
100 square miles. I know. And it's snug. It's getting claustrophobic.
I don't relate to that. In Rocket Town, which is what I call my home.
Right.
My humble abode.
Which is, I would say, not small.
It's 10 acres.
It's 10 acres.
I feel we're fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
modest.
Yeah. And I prefer it that way, honestly.
And if I was there, I would feel like I was suffocating.
Okay. So, did we say in or out for real estate?
In real estate.
In real estate.
Wide open spaces.
Out landlords?
Well, let's not say that.
Okay. Because that's one thing about you may not know about my politics. I'm fairly conservative, but I don't like landlords.
Well, who does?
Okay. Yeah. Well, are you a landlord?
Well, depends on who you ask. If I ask you to do, you know, some farm chores because you've been staying on my property for weeks.
Oh, this is like when you made Billy Bush milk that goat.
Yeah, I feel like that's just good manners, one. And two, I don't see how that makes me a landlord.
Okay, I guess it's not.
Anyway, all right, what's out?
Landlords.
Okay, landlords, yeah, out.
We said that.
All right, what's in? Number four.
Number four. In, well, I would, let's say, a big change coming.
Are you going country or what's going on there?
What do you mean?
Are you doing country music now?
I mean, listen. I think I've done country. No, I haven't really done country.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm from West Virginia.
Well, you know, Dennis is doing it now.
Dennis.
Our friend.
Dennis.
Quaid.
Oh, that's right. He is. He's doing country in a way that makes me think, is country bad? Because I like listening to country.
Right.
Obviously, it's where I'm from.
Exactly. Yeah.
But no, Dennis does it in a way where I'm like, it's technically music.
Right.
But the kind of, let me try to do an impression of him right now. The, whammy Lord, what have I ever done? That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me dislike music.
Yeah, kind of that, Johnny Trash is what I call him.
Okay, and that's why
he's not around.
You're one of my friends. You are my friend and the two friends. That's why I love it. When you get a little bit spicy,
well,
when you let loose just a little
you
bit.
You know, some people have it coming.
That's the email I know. I just wish we could apply that to politics so we'd have more to talk about off mic.
And like, what even is that?
It's the people you vote for. The guys, and it's always going to be guys.
Vote?
That are present. Oh, man.
Huh.
I'm going to have to talk to Vince about this one.
That's interesting.
Okay, how about in, a big change is coming, out, lack of political engagement? Because that's what I'm sensing from you.
Okay. I can get engaged.
I don't believe that. You said that like, I can run a half marathon. Like, you know, like, is your heart in it? Not to bring up your heart or anything.
Careful.
Yeah. Oh, okay. She's doing her own bit. Okay. Amy does this backstage all the time. She's like, oh, Smitty. And she always gives me quite a scare. Quite a little scare.
Yeah. Usually happens when you call. But I'm better.
That is so good grief.
I love being engaged. you get to have a party, you know, you get a ring.
Man.
You have a lot of fun, you know, it's a commitment. You get a nice little speech usually. I like having a photographer there personally. So, yeah, I don't know why you think I wouldn't follow through.
So you're, hey, I'll take it. So not being engaged, we'll put on the outs. I'll take whatever I can get for you. Okay. And then finally, what's our last in? What's our last in for the five? And maybe, you know, maybe this can be a statement of purpose for us. We're the two friends and we're going to be talking about friend stuff on the podcast. You ever see that movie? This is the last movie I saw because one scene in it. It's the last movie I ever saw in the theater. When Harry Met Sally. You remember that movie?
Yes.
And you remember Billy Crystal in that movie's all like, man, women can't be friends. And look at us right now. Look at us as testament and proof.
Exactly.
That you can be friends.
I was talking to Mig last night and we were talking about that movie.
It's a folksy little tale in which there's a name drop. Here we go. An Amy classic.
I don't have to tell it.
No. I'm interested.
No.
Sorry, I'm getting a little too testing. I don't.
Meg Ryan, you know, who cares what she says?
I know which Meg you're talking about. Go on. Can't wait for the nugget that's going to tie it all together at the end of this. It's going to take it 7 minutes to tell, and it's going to be like, life is good when you're living it together or whatever. But go on, Amy.
Well, it's funny you say that because we talked for hours and hours. And
Were you?
We were at the southeast corner of my property, which is just about near Baja. And I was telling her, you know, about my friendship. I was telling her about, we were talking about movies. We were talking about, you know, old stories, old, you know, people have been in and out of our lives. And, you know, for her, so often people are asking her, how's Billy, you know, and, you know, we were talking about that friendship and that very line in the movie you just brought up. It's so funny you mentioned that. And you know what she said?
What'd she say?
She said, I hate Billy Crystal.
Really?
So much.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
That's not really the wisdom I was looking for. That really didn't. She just said she hated Billy Crystal.
My God, is that not good tea?
I mean, that's great tea. Because they seem like, you know, they're like, post pictures together when
exactly.
They run into each other.
You know, tied to each other sort of forever.
Yeah. Sorry about this. I thought your story might benefit from a little bit of my score, but it really didn't. Like, this music.
Is that what this is?
This is a song
I thought
I wrote.
This was an elementary school band that you, like, were trying to promote or raise money for.
You think
for.
A third grader could play the penny whistle
I
like
thought
that?
You were about to pass around the tithing bucket to help for this poor children's band survive.
That is so you. I know you've heard this song before.
I swear on my four children and Vince, I have not.
All right. Well, it really didn't go with I hate Billy Crystal, did it? Like, this isn't like, wow, Billy Crystal, hate worthy. All right. Anyway. Oh, good grief. So what's in hating Billy Crystal?
Friendship? Wait, no, that was one.
Wait, we should have been writing these down. We have not been writing these
down. I've been drawing.
Little doodling, little self-portraits.
Yeah, but I did not make a list.
Well, I think what will be good is we'll listen back to the episode and then we'll know what the list is.
I won't have time to do that, but I thank you so much for doing that.
I'll send it to you in a text.
Oh, well.
Come on.
You know, some things, and I was, this came up, you know, when I was talking to Jen.
Jen who?
Aniston. And we said, you know, some things are meant to be forgotten.
What was the context of your conversation?
Oh my gosh, I wish I could remember.
Oh man.
It was long.
Was she grieving? She recently lost a friend, like one of the friends.
What were we talking about? Probably this podcast.
Good Lord. Okay, Five is friendship, and then what's out? What's the fifth one? We'll wrap it up.
Probably podcasts. I feel like those are on the out, or it's too many. Don't you think? I used to be so into them, and then now I'm kind of like, what are we doing?
What do you listen to? Because honestly, I'm listening to Rogan. I'm listening to Jordan B. Peterson's podcast.
Right. I'm listening to Office Ladies. I'm listening to, you know.
Oh, Amy.
Stevie Wonder's podcast.
Well, you're listening to Office Ladies because you're friends with both of them and Steve Carell, I bet.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to be my friend.
I bet they're in the tier where it's like they are trying to be your friend. And
I just simply do not have the time.
Yeah. I would understand that.
Right.
I think they would probably try to be my friend. I'd be like,
Yeah, even you would be like that.
Well, I'm pretty. Out of the two of us, I think I'm sweeter, maybe, as we've proven. Wow. Well, I wish I could recount the list, but we forgot to write it down.
I was to say.
Joke's on us. But, you know, let's... you know, maybe let's wrap it up here, Amy.
That's right.
Despite this conversation and the things we've covered, I do love you. And here, let me give this a little score right here. I've really enjoyed these past 40 years of knowing you. Mm. We're the two friends. You're one of my best friends in the world, next to my wife, who whose name is Deborah K.
Deborah K. That's right.
But next to her, you're one of the most important women in my life.
How is she?
I don't know.
Okay. It's not important.
It's not. I think she's good. I think we have a good relationship.
She's probably fine.
She's probably fine.
Yeah.
But does this sound like an elementary school band to you?
Well, I was going to say... It's so amazing that this blind man was able to.
This isn't Stevie Wonder.
Hammer out something. God bless him,
Amy. Let me reset. Amy, I love you. You're one of my friends. I look forward to doing this podcast with you every single week for the year 2024. And I'm happy for the things that we've built together. And a friend's a friend forever. If the Lord's the Lord of them, and you're my friend, and you're my friend forever.
Hallelujah. And Michael, this would not exist without you and your dogged efforts. And so I thank you for that.
Like, I mean, truly, that is the word, like hunting you down.
Hunting. And, you know, I have so many great friends in my life, and I have a lot of people to talk to, a lot of interesting,
yeah, I know,
important people.
You wish I was Jennifer Aniston instead?
Let me finish.
Should I reset? Okay, let me reset for you.
I have so many sort of... I mean, we don't keep track of lists on this podcast, but if we did A-list
sure.
people in my life, but the number one person I love talking to is Michael W. Smith. There is no one like you in my life. I feel grateful to know you.
That's sweet.
To benefit from your musicality.
Yeah.
I encourage you to try country this year.
I will.
And I look forward to what will come.
You know, when we talk, let me reset. I don't feel like I'm your favorite person to talk to when you'd be on the phone with Jen or Meg or, you know. Wait, oh, she's getting a call.
Oh my God. Is this who I think it is?
Who is it?
Wait, hold on one second. Can you be quiet?
Well, okay, I'll turn the music on.
Madge, I told you not to get that.
Madge?
Okay. All right, I gotta go. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's him. Okay, bye-bye.
What? Madge? Who's Madge?
That's an inside thing.
Wow. We're never gonna know what that is.
Yeah, people know. You don't know. People know.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead and Google it. What's your cues?
Okay. There. Okay. Reset. Amy, I love you. We're going to make it work on two friends, three max. Join us next time on the podcast. HeadGum, please pick us up. Happy 2024 to us all. And we love you. And you know what? Okay. I'm not going to play this song. I'm going to play what I want our prayer to be for 2024, our soul song. Looking up. Things are going to be looking up this year.
Amen.
Now you're on my side.
I always am.
Okay, I
oh
love
my gosh,
you.
Gosh, I'm exhausted.
All right.
Moment of silence for 7 weeks.
Okay, goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.